Our story is about the great Tana, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. We know that there were three contemporaries, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta, and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. And those three were sitting in a room discussing how do we view the Romans. And Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi praised them. He said, look at what beautiful bridges they're building. Look at what beautiful marketplaces they're building. Look at all the great bathhouses they're building. And Rabbi Yossi was silent, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, ridiculous. They're building bridges to charge taxes, they're building markets to set up brothels, they're building bathhouses to keep themselves nice and clean. They don't do anything that's good for us. Whatever they do is because they have an interest. And the Romans tried to kill Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and they banished Rabbi Yossi for sitting there silent out to Tzipori, and they gave Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi to be Rosh HaMdavim Mechol HaMakom, to be the chief speaker. Now we have to understand the generation. We're talking about a period of time. Rabbi Yossi, Rashmi, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi were all disciples of Rabbi Akiva. There was tremendous persecution against the rabbis at the time. The Talmud says there was great poverty. The generation of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi is considered that superb generation where they could learn in spite of the poverty. It says they couldn't afford a blanket. Six rabbis would sit under one blanket learning Torah. They couldn't afford a coat for everyone. In such poverty, they were learning Torah. Now, one of the great sages was Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. Now, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta compiled the Medrash, Seder Olam Rabbah. The Medrash, which records, it's like the first history book, records the history from the beginning of time. He's the one that tells us that that Rachel and Leah were twin sisters. He does the math, figuring out exactly how you figure out the 400 years of the prophetic vision of Yodat Tidaki Geo Yezaracha, and the 430 years that the Torah records, and the 210 years that we have on tradition. And he does the whole book is really a Medrash about the math of figuring out the history and the numbers in Tanakh. So that's Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. Now, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta, after he was banished out to Tzipori, he said an interesting statement. He says, "Mi'amai lo karati l'shori shori v'l'ishti ishti." I never called my wife. I never called my ox, but my wife, I always called her my home, and I always called my ox my field, because my ox is my capacity to plow my field, and my wife, she's my home. He was transient. He was being chased by the Romans a little bit. So the following story, is about Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta, who was sitting and learning, and suddenly hears a fight in the back room. He's wondering what's going on, and he comes out and he peeks and he sees that his wife is yelling at the maid. She was really a bought maid. She was a shifcha. And ordinarily in Rabbi Yossi's home, Rabbi Yossi wasn't a big talker. He was He didn't say too many words. He was a quiet person. And his wife was also a kind and gentle and quiet woman. And he comes into the kitchen and he sees what's going on. And he sees his sister, his wife, blaming this servant that she wasn't careful. And because of her, there was some damage in the kitchen. And the maid, this servant, was crying and yelling that it's not her fault. She didn't do it. And Rabbi Yossi knew that the maid was right. So here he is standing in a classical situation. His wife is yelling at the servant, and the servant's in the right, and the wife is wrong. So what do you do in such a situation? And what? Oh, leave. Rabbi Yossi turns to his wife, and he says, you know, this time she's right, you're not. And his wife was embarrassed and hurt. Now, her husband always honored her, respected her. We have examples of the Talmud where he said, she's my home. When I used to come to Rav Halberstam Zatzal, and I'd say something, my wife, he'd always tell me, don't say your wife, say the Rebbetzin. So he never said I should be called the rabbi, but she should be called the Rebbetzin. So I once asked him, what are you always telling me to call my wife the Rebbetzin for? So he said, no, Rabbi Yossi said, I never called my wife. My wife, what are you doing? What are you degrading your wife? She's just your wife. She's not just your wife. She's the Rebbetzin. If anything, she's that. So I said, yeah, that's Rabbi Yossi. It's not me. I'm a simple guy. But he didn't buy that. He said, Rabbi Yossi teaches us all how to respect our wives. So the wife was a little bit insulted. How come you're supporting the maid, not me? So, and how come in front of the maid, you're contradicting me and telling me the maid's right? So Rabbi Yossi said, it says in the book of Job, Imem as mishpat avdi v'amati b'rivam imadi. Do I ever, Job says, do I ever degrade the servant or the female servant when they argue against me? Eov says, even if it meant degrading myself, even if it meant that they were right and I was wrong, I always took their case seriously. If they had a case, I stood up for the justice. And so we have to be fair and honest even towards a servant. Even though technically they have to do their job right. But I know in this case you blame her for something she didn't do wrong. So in this case I have to stand by her. And this teaches us a very important rule. People are sometimes confused about where their loyalties should lie. Of course our loyalty, our first loyalty is to our wife. But there's a loyalty that supersedes that. And that's a loyalty to what's right. So if we can afford to do it in a way that no one gets hurt and we don't hurt our wife's feelings, of course, that's the way to go. But if it's in a situation where, like in this case, the poor maid was being yelled at and the maid did nothing wrong, and there if Rabbi Yossi would just say, well, I'm supposed to be loyal to my wife, so I'll just keep quiet, like someone offered, I'll just go to the other room and let this play itself out. That's not fair. The maid's being yelled at when she didn't do anything wrong. And we have to realize that although, yes, there's a tremendous loyalty that one has to have to his spouse and one has to take care like Rabbi Yossi took care. He's the example of a person who honored his wife. And nonetheless, when there's a circumstance where someone else is being hurt and it's being unfair, so then a person has to try and be fair, at the same time trying to minimize the impact and the pain he might cause his wife, but a person has to the responsibility to stick with what's right as well. I'm with you.
Wouldn't it have been more ideal for him to take his wife to another room?